As you mentioned, Tesla's battery factory is in Nevada. In fact, there's now a push in Nevada toward renewable energy. A group of homeowners is working to put pressure on a measure on the November ballot that would undo a rate hike for customers with rooftop solar panels. And after that rate hike was announced, Nevada lost a number of jobs because small solar companies either shut down or moved out. And that created ripples throughout the sun-rich Southwest. Will Stone from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy reports from Arizona.
When Nevada upended how solar customers get charged, it cast a shadow far beyond state lines. Just ask Brandon Cheshire, whose company SunHarvest Solar is putting up panels at a home in Scottsdale, Arizona.
What happened in Las Vegas is really kind of scary.
Nationally, the residential solar market is booming, with a 66% increase between 2014 and 2015. And Nevada was one of the standard bearers until... That was the scene as hundreds of solar customers and workers converged upon the offices of Nevada regulators. They were protesting abrupt changes to the rate structure for solar panels hooked up to the grid. The Utility Commission raised fees and voted to phase out the practice of reimbursing customers at retail rates for excess power they produce, known as net metering. What's more, those changes apply not only to new customers, but existing ones. Like Richard Schechter, who testified that he spent more than $30,000 on his system.
This is unfair. It is embarrassing and disgraceful to all of Nevada.
Public outrage led Nevada to scale back its decision slightly and implement the new rates more gradually. But many companies, including some of the country's largest solar installers, have left Nevada, taking with them hundreds of jobs.
It's no doubt created, you know, some shockwaves.
Marlene Matica is an alternative energy consultant for Deloitte, a financial advisory firm. She calls this growing pains for the industry, amplified because...
Their business models for solar providers often operate on thin margins. So they're trying to work in terms of being as economical and get a return and offer value to their customers.
Despite this turmoil, Matica says investors are not running away from solar. For one, Congress extended the prized investment tax credit for solar. Plus, technology costs continue to fall, and battery storage is evolving rapidly. Solar supporter Brandon Cheshire, back in Scottsdale, Arizona, says the industry is nervous.
I've, you know, personally received phone calls from three different, solar industry executives trying to liquidate panels and liquidate inverters because they're shut down altogether. The Vegas solar market is dead, entirely dead.
Arizona ranks second in the country for total installed residential solar. And like Nevada, utilities are pushing back.
I'm not foolish to think that we're not taking on the most profitable, powerful industry that's really ever survived. We've got a huge infrastructure that we're trying to replace.
Mark Romito is with Arizona Public Service, the state's largest utility. He says the growth of rooftop solar in Arizona is explosive, but out of sync with how people consume energy here.
So they get the credit for the solar they overproduced.
Overproduced during the midday, when solar is churning out the most power. But that's not when the utilities and their customers need it. Energy use peaks in the evening as people come home.
They've been allowed to bank the credit for their excess generation, however useful or useless it was.
According to many utilities, this amounts to a subsidy, which shifts the costs onto other ratepayers. That doesn't sit well with solar companies or their customers, who bought and leased expensive systems believing net metering would save them money. All of this will be put to the test here when Arizona Public Service and other utilities go in front of regulators like Doug Little this year, with the possibility of cutting back some of the savings for solar customers.
One of the key core values in regulatory policymaking is this concept of gradualism.
Little is chair of Arizona's Utilities Commission, and by this he means that whenever possible, not to dramatically alter rates and spike prices for customers.
When you start doing things that make broad, abrupt changes to those rules, broad, abrupt changes to sort of the economic environment here, it's not good for any of us.
This isn't hypothetical either. Last year, Arizona's other major utility, the Salt River Project, increased rates for its solar customers, and the number of new installations plummeted. SunHarvest owner Brandon Cheshire says if a decision that does not favor residential solar customers comes to the other utilities here in Arizona,
then what incentive is there to invest in solar unless it's to quell your bleeding heart, right?
The math for solar customers might just not make sense anymore. For Here and Now, I'm Will Stone in Phoenix.